The Turkish and Russian presidents are to meet in Sochi with Syria on the agenda, and the world's first hydrogen-powered train enters service. This is TRT World's daily news brief for Monday, September 17th. Turkey's President Erdogan is to meet his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Sochi today, with the situation in Syria's Idlib on the agenda. Turkey and Russia are backing different sides in the Syrian conflict, and Turkey is trying to prevent an all-out regime assault on Idlib. The province is the last major opposition and rebel stronghold in the country, and the UN fears a bloodbath if the assault goes ahead. US President Donald Trump's pick for the Supreme Court is facing a decades-old accusation of sexual abuse. Christine Ford said a drunken Brett Kavanaugh tried to grope her and forcibly remove her clothing at a party in the 80s. Ford is now a clinical psychology professor. Her accusation has rocked the nomination process, with some Republican senators now appearing uncomfortable in backing Kavanaugh. To Asia now, where Typhoon Mangkhut is battering southern China after killing dozens in the Philippines. The super typhoon slid by Hong Kong and Macau before slamming into Guangdong province. Chinese state media are reporting 4 deaths so far and say over 2 million people were evacuated ahead of the storm. Hurricane Florence is still hammering the southeastern United States. Flooding is the bigger danger now, with heavy rain and swollen rivers creating havoc for millions of people in several states. So far, at least 17 people are confirmed dead, but officials fear the number could rise. And finally, the world's first hydrogen-powered passenger train is going into service in Germany. It's made by France's Alstom. The company is using hydrogen fuel cells, so it's probably fair to call it a battery-powered train. It's climate and environmentally friendly too, so finally some good news for a suffering planet. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.